State senators, nearly all of them Republicans, have taken the first step toward removing from the bench the only Democrat on the Ohio Supreme Court, saying as a justice he can't run for a partisan office. But the move seems to be at a dead stop in the legislature for now.
It is with humility and a great sense of enthusiasm that I announce today I intend to file petitions to be placed on the Democratic ballot for the office of Governor of Ohio in February 2018.
That's Justice Bill O'Neill in October. Since that announcement, he's selected a running mate but has not filed his official paperwork to run. But he has turned in his resignation to Governor John Kasich, who will pick his replacement. For weeks, there have been talk that state lawmakers would try to remove O'Neill from the bench, but when he said he would resign on January 26th, some thought that was the end of it. But Republican Senate President Larry Obhoff said it's still important. He spoke on the Senate floor about the resolution himself, saying O'Neill needs to be summoned to appear before state lawmakers who want to ask him about a Facebook post about his sex life last year and about his gubernatorial campaign.
There is a bipartisan understanding throughout the state of Ohio that this type of candidacy and this type of behavior from a sitting justice is not acceptable.
The leader of the Senate's Democrats, Kenny Yuko of Richmond Heights near Cleveland, said the whole point of the resolution is moot, since O'Neill says he will be off the bench in a little over a week.
If we were to pass something today and get it to him tomorrow, he would have 10 days to respond. He's leaving us in 8 days.
But Republican Bill Coley of the Cincinnati area said the vote was necessary because O'Neill is staying on the bench, in Coley's words, because of some disturbed reason.
We need to make sure that this justice leaves office and pursues his political ambitions, whichever way he does decide to pursue those, but that he does not remain a member of the court and prejudice the fair and equitable branch of government that the judiciary has a reputation of becoming. The litigants of Ohio deserve better.
Democratic Senator Michael Skindle of Lakewood near Cleveland opposed the resolution, saying that the ban on judges running for partisan office is a rule adopted by the courts, a separate branch of government.
This resolution here is trumping the judicial process, and it is my understanding is that Chief Justice Maureen O'Connor says she is looking into the matter. Let this issue be dealt with by the judicial process because it is their rule, not a rule of the Ohio General Assembly.
Democrat Joe Schiavone of the Youngstown area will face O'Neill in the primary and has called for O'Neill to resign. Schiavone said on the floor that he questions the timing of this resolution, but he supports it.
I feel like, you know, there are some, politics playing here today because he's already agreed to resign. But when you have to vote yes or no, I would choose to vote yes today because I don't want judges running for office from the bench.
Republican Matt Huffman of Lima noted that this resolution was not an impeachment of a sitting justice, but a specific provision of the law directed at state legislators.
And essentially gives the legislature the authority to remove judges because the legislature thinks it's the right thing to do. Now, that's a pretty big hammer, and that's why you have to have 2/3 of each house to do it.
In the end, all Senate Republicans voted yes. Schiavone was the only Democrat who supported it. But the idea is apparently stopped for now. For it to proceed, the House would have to pass it as well. And Republican Speaker Cliff Rosenberger says he has no plans to take it up. Karen Kassler at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.